This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. By phone, 216-474-0104. And we love it when you participate. You can also text the show at that same number, 216-474-0104.
Yeah, I like to text people back. We're just sitting here.
We're on Instagram. It's really the only social media that we're on, at the Q Morning Show. I say that it's a Monday around here because I've been in radio for a long time, and this is, I found to be pretty certain. I think something that I've been able to bank on throughout my radio career is when you leave on a Friday and you come back on a Monday, things aren't the same.
No. Nope.
Something happens in that 48-hour span, 72-hour span.
Yeah, other people are in and out of the studio. Things get shuffled around a little bit.
Things get touched, things get moved, and things get broken.
Do we have something broken today?
Well, this is going to bother me throughout the entire show. I'm missing an entire computer monitor.
Oh, that feels potentially important do a radio show.
In order to do this radio show, it needs two computer monitors, and one of them is completely out. So I don't know how I'm going to do some certain things today. Like, let me see if I can give you an example. Okay, so if somebody gets something correct on the show, usually we play this sound. It doesn't play.
There's nothing happening.
I don't have the ding.
There's no ding? What you're doing? The ding is crucial to this show.
Is there a buzzer?
The ding is like our third co-host.
Not there.
Oh, wow.
Like, all of that stuff is gone. Like, I can't do any of that. I can't use any of that.
Well,
this would be, if you could hear this right now, this would be a drum roll.
Just imagine it. Just use your imagination. That's what we're going to do this morning.
There's no drum roll. This would be dun, dun, dun.
Nope, I'm not getting that.
You can't hear it.
No.
So, I don't know how I'm going to, I don't know how I'm going to function today without those sounds.
That's a very Monday thing to happen. Especially, it's like we're in here so early. It's not like our boss is in here. He's not up.
I mean, of all the things to lose, I guess I would give up those sounds as opposed to the music and the commercials. Like, we still have the music in the commercials, which is essential.
Which is good.
If we didn't have those, I don't know what. We would just be sitting here for 4 hours just talking.
We might just have a free day off at that point.
We actually don't have a free day off. We have things planned today. We have Alyssa Aligns Your Week coming up in about a half hour. So Alyssa previews the week, but uses the astrological signs to help guide you. So that's coming up. Good vibes at 6:55. Hash it out later on this morning. And big time Rush tickets coming up during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play twice this morning at 7:55 and 8:55.
Don't move. Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa has tried something, and I think she has failed.
Yeah, I'm having some regrets this morning. I got really excited to try this too.
She came in and she took a sip of something and she's like, oh, this is not good.
It's not good.
What are you drinking over there?
I tried to make myself an iced coffee this morning. It's not the fact that I made it myself. It could be the fact that I made it myself. I think more of what the issue is that I don't like coffee and this tastes like coffee. Really tastes like coffee.
What inspired you to make your own iced coffee?
Okay, so I, like, behind the curtain, I just come in and I'm so brave every morning. I don't drink coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, I have never brought a coffee in here. That's not my jam.
Have you ever experimented with coffee? Like, because I discovered it in college at Kent State. Like, I think maybe a lot of people discover it at college.
Yeah, I mean, I've always heard that, like, people don't like coffee. They learn to like coffee and then they love it. And then, like, once it draws them in, then you're, like, hooked.
And
so
I should clarify as well, it's not like I'd never heard of coffee I got to college, but I never drank it. My parents drank it all the time. Mm-hmm. My parents used to drink it after dinner.
Oh, my grandparents seriously still drink coffee, like, well into the evening.
And my parents used to drink Taster's Choice.
What is that?
It's like an instant coffee.
Okay, see, that's what I did this morning, and I don't know what I did wrong. It's literally just add water. I didn't think I could mess that up, but now it just tastes like coffee-flavored water, and that's not really what I was excited to have this morning. I was excited for a cute little iced coffee. I got, like, flavored, like, what's the powdery, like, half and half?
Yeah.
I got, like, mocha flavor of that. I got, like, chocolate syrup and, like, put some of that in there. I got, like, some of the, like, vanilla syrup. Like, I was in my barista zone. I thought I was really doing something this morning, and I literally just have coffee-flavored water.
Womp, womp, womp. See, if I had my sound effects where I could play...
Yeah, this would, like, be a good time for that.
I could play the womp, womp, womp sounder, but I don't have that this morning. Yeah, what a disappointment. It's too bad. That's why baristas, I guess, are professionals. That's why we have baristas.
Yeah, I mean, I figured I would give it a go because I know coffee brings a lot of people, like, joy. Mm-hmm. Like, a little taste of joy in their day. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds nice. A little bit of joy. Sprinkle it on the top of my morning. And instead, I just sprinkled a little bit of disappointment on my Monday.
Well, don't give up. Don't keep trying.
This little thing of instant coffee that I got makes like over 100 cups. So I'm going to have to figure it out.
Don't be discouraged.
Okay.
Give it another chance. Maybe find another drink. I'm not sure.
How much is this hobby going to cost me? This little speckle of joy.
Alyssa's Aligns Your Week coming up. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So Alyssa has taken all of the star charts and she's looked over them. She's aligned and looked at everything in the sky. She is ready for Alyssa Aligns Your Week astrologically. What do you got this week, Alyssa?
Oh, we got a lot going on. So first, I do want to ask Bill, because I know you're a novice. Is that how you say it when it comes to astrology? You're new. You're a newbie.
Yes.
You're learning.
Learning?
Every Monday, you're learning.
I guess you could say that. Yeah, it's something that, I mean, obviously I've known that it's around. It's just not my thing. It's not my bag, baby.
Well, okay, so I'm going to break this down, though. Since, like, maybe, like, the mid-December, have you been feeling a little, like, extra, like, low motivation?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, maybe is just a me thing, then.
Maybe if it would help you with this segment, yes.
Okay, no.
I am not very motivated.
I don't want you to lie. I just know for me, I thought it was just winter, but it could actually have to do with the fact that Mars was in retrograde since December.
Uh-huh.
As of yesterday, Mars is officially out of retrograde. And Mars represents, like, energy, the desire to take action and get stuff done. So when planets are in retrograde, the easiest way to think about it is that basically, like, they fall out of rhythm. And from Earth, those planets appear to be moving backwards. So say, like I said, like Mars is the planet that rules energy and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mars is in retrograde, it's really hard to, like, hone into those things that planet rules because it's currently in retrograde.
See, I do believe in all that.
Well, keep the retrograde stuff in mind because we are going to come back to it.
Yeah. The reason why is because so much of this Earth is dictated by, for example, the moon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, everything looks different from every planet. That's why, like, when planets are in retrograde, they look like they're going backwards to us.
Yeah.
From Earth, but they're not. That's just the way that it appears. It's almost like an optical illusion.
Yeah. And for example, the moon, it dictates the tides.
Oh, yeah. Like the pools.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it affects the Earth. It affects living things on the Earth. We are a living thing on the Earth. Why shouldn't the planets and the moons?
Yeah.
I mean, you affect us.
Right. It makes perfect sense, especially when they start doing weird stuff and moving at weird paces.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we're out of the woods on Mars retrograde. Love it. Thursday, we've got a new moon in Pisces. And just a couple of quick things about that. So a couple of things that you want to do. You do want to take advantage on Thursday for the full moon of the heightened intuition. Mm-hmm. Pisces is very intuitive. Some things to stay away from. Oh, sorry. With intuition, keep a journal. Worth doing. That's a good way to, like, hone into those intuitions that maybe you don't even realize you're having. Things to not do. Stay away from. Do not indulge in escapism. Classic Pisces trait. This includes books, TV. Don't get too sucked in. This also includes vices. Like drinking. Don't overdo it. Do not overindulge. Also, do not overcommit. Pisces is very overly empathetic, so set boundaries.
Hmm.
And don't let other people's emotions dictate what you're doing.
See, you're talking directly to me.
I know.
I am a Pisces.
You are a Pisces. I thought of you when I was writing this. I was like, this is so Bill.
I do get into escapism, maybe a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about my vices. Well, drinking is not my thing. I'm not drinking in February. I'm having a dry February for some reason.
Like on purpose or just for funsies?
I think it's just because I've been sick and I'm just not not drinking alcohol this month.
That's fair.
I don't know.
The very last thing that I will leave you with is the fact that Venus is going into retrograde on Saturday. So like I said, when planets go into retrograde, we have some trouble with those we have some trouble with the things that they rule. Venus, ruler of love, beauty. You might have some trouble in your relationships or with self-love. So be a little extra nice to yourself this weekend, too.
Watch out for all of that. Alyssa aligns your week every Monday on the Q Morning Show. Why do you always have to say that I got a journal?
I'm giving you homework, Bill. I'm giving you something to do.
Everybody always tells me to journal. I don't want to journal.
You should journal.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Beachwood. We're going to talk to Alexis and get a good vibe this morning. Alexis, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Please share your good vibe with us.
Okay. I tried kombucha for the first time. And let me tell you, it was actually good. I feel included in the club. Like, I get it now.
Okay, wait. Was it normal, like, healthy kombucha? Or was it hard kombucha, like, with alcohol?
Oh, it was the healthy one. So I feel very superior. I'm restarting my year right now. This is my New Year's resolution is to drink more of those.
I'm glad you brought this up because kombucha is one of those things where I've heard the word.
Uh-huh.
And whenever someone's talking about it, I will just nod politely. I have no idea what they're talking about when they say kombucha. In fact, I thought it was pronounced kombuka.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know how to pronounce it. So what is kombucha?
I think it's fermented, but like not in the fun adult drink way, unless you're doing the hard version. But it kind of tastes like LaCroix with mushrooms. Does that make sense?
No.
It does make sense. No, it totally does make sense, but you're not selling it well.
Okay, so you've found kombucha, and now you're on the kombucha train.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a wellness influencer. I don't know about you guys.
That's all she needed.
Have you already posted about your kombucha?
You bet I have. You want to follow? I'll post more.
Why are you saying it like that, Bill?
How am I saying it?
Kombucha? Like, you're putting weird emphasis in places.
I am?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was pronounced kombucha.
Oh.
And it's kombucha. Correct?
Yes. You're right. You're just, again, the emphasis, it's in the wrong place. Oh.
The emphasis is on the wrong syllable.
It is.
I'll do that from time to time. Thank you, Alexis. We appreciate your time this morning and enjoy your kombucha.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Maybe you should try the kombucha, Alyssa, instead of the iced coffee, which was a fail for you this morning.
Yeah, I do know that I like kombucha. Maybe I should just stick to what I know.
See, maybe this was a sign. This good vibe was a sign. Alyssa tried to make her own iced coffee this morning. She's not enjoying it at all.
No, I'm making a face every time I take a sip.
Yeah, maybe.
Struggling my way through it, though.
Maybe the kombucha will work out better for you.
Calling my name.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Thanks for being here. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thanks for coming back this morning. So I saw this news story on Saturday, and I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I cringed at the same time. The story about Elon Musk sending out an email on Saturday. Elon Musk is running the Department of Government Efficiency right now, the DOGE.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying attention to the news, you know all about this. But he sent an email on Saturday telling all federal employees that they were required to send back a bullet-pointed list of up to 5 things they accomplished last week.
Honestly, wait, hold on. He sent this on Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday. And
oh, that's just rude.
And then he posted on his X account or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Elon said that if anyone chose not to reply, it would be considered their resignation. It's pure chaos right now.
And
because
he sent it on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's red flag number one.
Yeah, that's red flag number one. He sent it on a Saturday. I didn't check my email all weekend. Don't bother me.
Yeah,
this is my off time.
You're not supposed to be working on Saturday. Yeah, like I said, it's kind of chaos right now because the FBI, the State Department, they're telling their staff to ignore the email. And so here's what I thought. I mean, I immediately went to, have you ever worked for an employer or had a supervisor that would do something like this? Like, it feels very micromanaging, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does feel very micromanaging because I cringed the same way, like when I saw that headline. But then I thought about it. I actually, in college, I had a job that every single day we would send an email to our boss, bullet points of what we did that day.
He required you to do that?
Yes, but it wasn't. Yes. But I didn't dislike it. He was a senior and I was like a sophomore. So it was really just like, and our team was, I mean, I worked in an office of like 4 people. So it was like a really good way for us to all like know where we were at with our projects. I liked it just because it made me feel like I was actually accomplishing things and getting things done.
What a nightmare. It sounds like a nightmare.
Have you ever worked somewhere that requires this?
Yeah, there was a supervisor that I worked for a long, long time ago that he came out with this mandate of you need to send me everything that you do in a day. That was, and he sent it out to all the employees.
And he wanted you to email him every single day.
Well, it might have been the days before email. That's how long ago it was.
So how was this man expecting you to get in touch?
I think we had to write it down and turn it into him.
You had actual homework?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I remember not liking it a lot.
No kidding.
And I think it stopped, though, because there was somebody that took it to the extreme and so went above and beyond and shared, like, everything.
Like, I went and filled up my water bottle.
Yes.
And then I thought I had to go pee, but then it turns out it was a false alarm, so then I went back.
There was a lot of detail about his bathroom experiences.
I love malicious compliance.
And that person sent it to the boss, and I think after that, the mandate stopped.
Mm, yeah.
I think once there was this revolt, look, man, if we had that now, like if our boss, if Chase said, I need you to tell me everything that you do in a day, like right now, everything that we do, like when we get done, like when we finish the show for the day, like if I had to like manually log in everything that I did,
I would be like, I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember,
like,
what I did.
I'm on such autopilot sometimes.
Yeah.
Like this early in the morning. It's like, I wouldn't know. I definitely am accomplishing things. I'm not just sitting here doing nothing, but now I can't remember.
Yeah. So I feel for the federal employees because I think they have to turn that in by tomorrow.
I feel so bad for them. Like if you ever think that your workplace is chaos, just think about these people.
What'd you do last week? We are going to talk to a couple of coworkers. Now, they are not federal employees, but they're having their own little issue at work right now. And I think it got worse this morning.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Jackie is mad at one of her coworkers, Sierra. We're going to get into this during Hash It Out this morning in less than 15 minutes. The Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, Hash It Out this morning. We are getting the week started here with coworkers at a unnamed company. We can't say where they work, but they do work together, Jackie and Sierra, and they have both graciously agreed to come on the show this morning because something happened that Jackie is upset about. And then Sierra said, okay, well, I'll come on and defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to hash it out this morning. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
What is happening at work between you and Sierra?
Okay. So last week, Sierra was sick. And despite being told over and over again in meetings to stay home if you're sick, she came in anyway. And now practically our entire department is out sick. So, like, I'm pissed. Like, we have a project that's supposed to be wrapping up this week. But seriously, like, 2/3 of our team just called out sick today.
Oh, just today.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you said that Sierra was sick last week. She came into work. How sick are we talking, though?
I mean, like, pretty bad. Whatever's going around, I'm pretty sure that's what she had.
What were her symptoms?
Oh, she was, like, coughing all over the place, sneezing. Oh, and her voice was gone, too, so that was fun.
Mm, yeah, I'm not a doctor, but that does sound like what we had the other week.
Yeah, it's going around.
It's going around.
That's what they say.
So, yeah, like, so now I'm just sitting here trying desperately not to get sick while I also have to pick up the slack from everyone else being out sick so that we can at least try to meet our deadline. Like, it sucks.
Okay, so this is going to be a challenging week for Jackie because you already have people calling out sick from work this week. And now Sierra is on the line. Sierra, good morning. Does she even have a voice to talk to us? Sierra?
Listen, I do have a little bit of a voice, okay?
Are you going to work today, Sierra?
Yes. Listen. Everyone everywhere is sick right now. And I really don't think it's fair for you to assume that it was me that got everyone sick. Why me?
Because, Sierra, there's only like 10 people in our department. And, you know, we all work at desks across from each other. You were the only one who was sick. Who else do you think it could have been?
I don't know. Okay, I'm just saying you don't know that it was me. It didn't have to be me.
I'm just not understanding why you still came into work when you knew you were sick.
Listen, it's only February, and I really just didn't want to burn through my sick time already, okay? We only get 5 days per year. If I would have called out sick every day that I was actually sick, I would already be out of sick time.
Mm.
Okay, so you decided to come into the office while sick and just make that everyone else's problem?
Do you think I wanted to come in while sick? No, I didn't. I at least tried to be conscious and courteous by wearing a mask.
Yeah, except when you were eating your lunch at your desk, except when you were on phone calls because you didn't want it to sound muffled. Like, sure, you wore it sometimes when you walked around, but like that's not what you need to do when you're sick, stay home.
All right, Jackie and Sierra, we're going to stop you right there. This has to be a common complaint, a common debate
yeah.
that happens in almost every workplace. I mean, it happens here between Alyssa and I. It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
But we don't know what to do when we're sick. Right now, we're kind of just pushing through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one of us is gone, I mean, we are our own department.
Yeah, no, this is the whole thing.
It's a two-person department right now.
Yeah.
If one of us is gone, the other one has to pick up the slack, and it's no fun.
But I also, I think that it's very common because I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in, not just here, other places, that say, if you're sick, stay home. But then you only get, 5 sick days a year. And it's like, yeah, I totally get what Sierra is saying. That's easy to burn through.
216-474-0104. Is there a side that you're gravitating on here? Jackie is upset at Sierra for coming into work last week and getting people sick. They've got a deadline this week. Other people in the department are already calling out of work this week. Sierra's like, well, what am I going to do? I don't want to burn through all my sick days. I got to work too. I got to make money.
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0104. We're hashing it out next on the Q Morning Show. Yeah, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. We're hashing it out this morning between Jackie and Sierra. Jackie is mad at Sierra. They are coworkers. Sierra was sick last week, came into work, and now Jackie is blaming Sierra for getting other people in the department sick. Mm-hmm. And they got a big project due this week. And how do you handle this at your workplace? We have Chris in, what city is it? I can't read my own writing. What city are you in?
Beechwood.
Oh, Beechwood. Okay. I wrote BW, and the first thing that came to my head was Baldwin Wallace.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too.
And I'm like, Chris and Baldwin Wallace, what's going on this morning, Chris?
Hey, that works. So I understand where Jackie's coming from, but I more so side with Sierra because we're adults. I mean, we have food to put on the table. We have families to support, and we have to go to work. We don't get a lot of sick time, especially nowadays, and especially after all the sickness throughout the several years, people just deal with it. And the courtesy she had for wearing the mask, she didn't have to do that. She was being kind. I understand Jackie not liking her getting everyone sick, but Jackie also seems like she's not very friendly and she has an attitude about it. So, Sierra, keep doing what you're doing, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Chris, for listening and for calling in this morning. Rachel's listening to us in, I can read this, North Olmsted. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Sorry, Jackie. I'm also on Sierra's side because, again, we are all adults and we know how germs work. So you should know to wash your hands before eating. You know, take some extra vitamin C if you know someone's sick, get some extra sleep. We all know how to avoid getting sick, so we got to take some responsibility on that.
Mm. Good advice from Rachel.
That's true. That's true. It does take a village, and there's definitely some things that you can do as a person who's not sick to stay not sick. Wash your hands, wipe things down with Lysol wipes, hand sanitizer, all that stuff.
I just did that this morning when I came in. I wiped down this console here with the Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the things from COVID, that one of the habits that I build up and
oh yeah,
and I keep it going, especially during the flu season. Jess and Avon, what do you want to say to Jackie and Sierra and hash it out?
Good morning, everyone. I am Team Sierra this one. Jackie, you got to put some pants on and deal with it. We are adults here, like everyone said, and, you know, who knows if kids were involved. And if you guys only get 5 6 days a year, I'm spoiled. I get 3 weeks, but if you only have 5 days to spend that on a cold, Jackie, yeah, get a grip. Get over yourself. You know, it's save the sick days for when you really, really, truly need it. If you have a fever, if you've got strep, something else going on, but not for a cold. You know, feel better, Sierra.
Yeah, 5 days is not a lot. What do we have here at Odyssey? We have flex time, don't we?
So we have flex time.
We have unlimited sick days.
Yeah. I think before that, though, before we switched to that a couple years ago, I think we had almost 15.
Yeah.
We get a lot more sick time than we do of vacation. I know that.
But going back to what Alyssa and I were talking about earlier, it's very difficult for Alyssa and I to take a sick day. So Alyssa and I were sick about 2 weeks ago. We had colds.
Yeah.
And we kind of...
No fever. We felt pretty okay.
If I had a fever, I would have taken a day
Yeah.
off. If I had any other symptoms besides the congestion.
Yeah, but we sounded awful.
Terrible.
But we both were just well, one of us has to be here. So we might as well both be here, I guess.
We sounded worse than we usually do.
Yeah.
When we're congested. All right, well, Jackie, there you have it. I don't see many people. I don't really see anybody on your side this morning, so.
Yeah, sorry, Jackie. Take some emergency or vitamin C in some form.
But hey, Jackie, it could have been worse. Elon Musk could have emailed you over the weekend asking what you did at work last week.
That is true. Looking on the bright side.
Billie Eilish, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Alyssa, why are people walking on the lake?
Yeah, I don't know. It's frozen. I think it's like mostly frozen at this point, but I keep seeing pictures of people over the weekend taking a little stroll out onto Lake Erie at Edgewater.
I saw that too.
It's making me so nervous.
People are taking their dogs out there.
I know. I'm like, oh my, y'all are braver than me. No way.
But it's like a handful of people. It's not like, you know, hundreds of people, but I don't know, 12, 15 people out on the lake this past weekend?
Yes, but that's still, I don't know, that's still enough. That's enough for me.
I wouldn't do it.
I would not do it.
I'd be way too afraid.
No way. Like, I really don't mind Lake Erie. Like, I don't think that it's, like, gross. I'll go swimming in it in the summer, but I'm not going out that far, even in the summer. Like, I'm going up to, like, my knees. I'm not going out that far. I'm not going deep.
Well, I was just thinking we're warming up. We're going to be in the 40s.
Oh, well, yeah. And that ice might crack.
Yeah. That's what I'd be afraid of.
Yeah. So I saw people on Reddit were talking about, I guess there was like a, like rescue crews there.
Oh, see,
yesterday.
Yeah. We're just wasting resources then if someone's going to fall into the lake.
Yeah. And that's what I thought had happened. But I was reading on 19 News. It was a guy that actually, he had an injured leg, got a leg injury, and he was 300 feet out from the shore. So rescue crew had to go get him. He did not fall through.
Right, but you're also putting rescue crews in danger when they have to go out in the lake to go get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So just not a good idea.
I'm not doing it.
I mean, I'm not your dad, but.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
the dad of this show, though. You're kind of like all of our dad.
I told you you're going to fall in the lake when you went out there.
Somebody out there needs to hear that, Bill. You're doing good work.
Fine. You fall in the lake, I'm not coming out after you.
See?
You fall in the lake, you swim back.
It's your problem.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up this morning. All this week, we have tickets for you to see Big Time Rush. They're coming to Blossom. When are they coming to Blossom? Well, it's got to be summer.
Yeah, it's gonna be summer. I think it's in. Oh,
it's all right. If you
it's
don't...
in July. It's July 29th.
I was gonna say I put Alyssa on the spot there by asking her to give me dates.
I'm trying to click things as fast as I can. July 29th, though, that is when Big Time Rush is gonna be at Blossom. We've already gotten texts being like, "Oh my God, Big Time Rush!" So I'm super excited.
Win tickets during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In less than 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Shannon in Chagrin Falls. What's going on in Chagrin Falls, Shannon?
My son and I are on our way to school this morning. We both are at the same school. I'm a teacher and he's a student.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
That you guys can carpool.
We sure can.
I actually have a long history of the same. I'm going to tell you that in a second. Let's get into this game first, Shannon. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. A 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here are your 5 questions this morning, Shannon. Number 1, it's the city known as the Big Apple.
New York City.
Question 2. Austin Butler played this iconic rock and roll legend in this 2022 movie.
Oh, shoot. I'm just going to guess. I have no idea. I'm going to go Prince.
Question 3. If I want to taste the rainbow, then I'm eating what candy?
Skittles.
Our 4th question. It is the city just to the west of Minneapolis. It is the capital of Minnesota.
St. Paul.
I knew the teacher would get that one.
I hope I got that one right anyways.
And our final question, what famous book or movie features astronauts who discover a world ruled by intelligent primates?
Oh, goodness. Planet of the Apes.
Wow. Excellent job. Excellent, Shannon.
Yes?
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio first here.
Okay.
You went 4 for 5, Shannon.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Okay, my son and I play this every morning, and we always try to beat Alyssa, and she's very good.
What's your son's name?
His name is Luke.
Okay, so let me tell you quickly. When I was growing up, starting in 4th grade, my mother was my elementary school principal.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you never got in trouble.
All the time.
Oh, no.
So I can relate to Luke this morning. It's Shannon from Chagrin Falls and her son Luke.
Oh, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
They just went a very impressive 4 for 5.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
And Shannon was giving you compliments a second ago.
Oh, you were?
I was.
And I missed them.
My son and I play. I know, we play you every morning and we try to beat you every single morning and you are so good.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you.
Well, let's find out how she does versus you today. Here is question 1, Alyssa. You need 4 to tie, 5 to win. It's the city known as the Big Apple.
New York.
Question 2. Austin Butler played this iconic rock and roll legend in this 2022 movie.
Elvis.
Elvis is correct. Question 3. If I want to taste the rainbow, then I'm eating what candy?
Oh, Skittles. Oh, you almost had me. I was about to say Lucky Charms.
Question 4. It's the city just to the west of Minneapolis. It is also the capital of Minnesota.
Oh. Oh. You said it's next? It's by Minneapolis?
Yeah, right.
So it's not Minneapolis? Wait, is it St. Louis?
No.
That's Missouri.
Oh, you choked him up on that one.
I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can. Maybe you were on the right track. You said Saint. It's actually Saint Paul.
Oh, okay. I was getting there.
It's tricky.
I don't think Alyssa would do well in your class, Shannon.
Oh, she would do great.
Shannon, are you a teacher?
I am.
Oh, what do you teach?
I teach fourth grade, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I should attend, because clearly I need some brushing up.
You're welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so our final question today, and this is going to decide who wins today. If Alyssa gets it, it's going to be a tie. Alyssa wins, or Shannon is going to win Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Question 5. What famous book or movie features astronauts who discover a world ruled by intelligent primates?
Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
Oh,
she got it. I didn't think she was going to get that one either.
Oh, that one almost had me.
I knew you were going to screw up the Minnesota question.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I knew it.
Oh, come on. Have some faith.
I thought you were going to miss that one, too. She gets the tie today, Shannon.
Oh, good job.
You guys put up a good game, though.
Thank you.
Shannon, thank you for all the nice words that you said.
Yes, thank you.
Of course.
We appreciate you and Luke listening every single morning. You at least get the tie today.
All right. I'll take it.
And a wonderful prize as well.
All right. My name is Shannon, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you along with us. Over the weekend, my son Will and I were out. Mm-hmm. Will is 13, and I've decided not to say exactly where I was because I want to allow this person to have a little bit of privacy.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's a secret, but perhaps they wouldn't want me talking about like every detail of their personal life on the radio show. So I'm going to be a little vague.
Okay.
But Will and I were attending a high school basketball game on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And during the game, actually right before the game, they're playing the national anthem and I'm looking at the flag and then I look down and I'm like, I recognize that guy. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that is the coach of the Cavs, Kenny Atkinson. Like that.
Sitting at a high school basketball game?
He was at a high school basketball game. So I looked at Will. I'm like, isn't that Kenny Atkinson? He's like, yeah, I think it is. And nobody was really around him. He was kind of like sitting by himself and I think with his wife.
Okay.
But then at halftime of the game, some people started going over and we noticed that there's people taking pictures. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely him.
Yeah.
He's taking pictures with people. And Will's like, can we go over there and get a picture? And I was like, oh, I don't know, buddy.
Oh, I'm like, that's so hard.
He's just here trying to watch a game, and I'm sure he doesn't want to be bothered. But then I'm looking at for a little while longer. I mean, he's taking a lot of pictures with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my son, and when you have kids, you kind of want to do anything for them. You just have that overwhelming feeling.
Yeah.
And so you're like, all right, let's go on over. So we go over and there's actually like a few people like standing in front of us, like four or five people.
Like forming a line.
Yeah. Waiting to get a picture. And I look down, I don't know for a fact that this was his wife, but it was the woman that he was sitting with. And I look over and we make eye contact and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, it's
fine.
Wait,
did you mouth it to her?
Yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. Cause maybe she's used to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was Kenny Atkinson and we walk up and I say, I'm so sorry. Can we get a picture? I know you're just here to watch a basketball game. And he's like, no, it's great. And he puts his arm around Will and he said something like really cool. He's like, this is a hooper right here. I can tell this is a hooper.
Oh, how cool.
Which couldn't have made Will, more.
That's the coach of the Cavs.
Yeah, he just lit up, and so we got the picture, and I shook his hand, and I said something like really stupid. I'm like, thank you again for everything.
Thank you for everything that you've done for our city. Thank you for bringing so much joy and so many wins to Cleveland.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, thank you for unlocking Evan Mobley. Thank you for figuring out how Donovan and Evan and Darius can all play together. These are all the things that I would have wanted to say to him, but I didn't want to waste any of his time. So I just said, thank you for everything.
He knew what you were getting at.
I hope so.
I'm confident that he did.
But he couldn't have been more gracious, and that just makes me, I mean, this...
That just makes you like him even more.
It does.
Right?
I am thoroughly enjoying this Cavs season.
Yeah, that's like, this just makes it so much better, knowing that there's actually, like, a good person behind the team.
No question.
Yeah, that's the best.
So, yeah, it's always nice when you run into... You know, somebody associated with the Cavs or the Guardians or the Browns.
Right, like out in the wild.
And their understanding of that kind of thing. Kevin Stefanski, the coach of the Browns, same way. I've been at sporting events where he's there and he is very gracious with his time and he stops to pose for pictures for people. And so they get it. They understand,
oh, yeah.
You know, the fandom and everything else.
I mean, Clevelanders get it. I think whether you've been born and raised here or you're a transplant who has moved here from somewhere else, once you're here, it's like... It's a mentality. We're good. Midwest is good people.
I love that. Coming up this morning, we are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again at 8:55 for more big time rush tickets.
Next stop, Q104. From
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q morning show. So she tried it this morning. However, it was a spectacular failure. What did you try, Alyssa?
I tried to make myself some iced coffee this morning. Tried being the key word, because yeah, it didn't go well. I'm not a coffee drinker. I've talked about this before.
So if you're not a coffee drinker, why would you even attempt to make your own iced coffee?
So I was just trying to add a speckle of joy into my day. I know.
But if coffee doesn't bring you joy, why do you think that iced coffee would have helped you?
Because like, I do like iced coffee from like Starbucks, but like, I like the iced coffee with all the frilly stuff, like all of like the flavors and the chocolate, the mocha and the, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. Like adult chocolate milk.
All right.
So I was like, maybe I can make that at home and maybe just speckle a little bit more joy onto my day. Have like a nice little treat in the morning.
But it had the exact opposite effect.
Yeah, it was a cup full of disappointment. Yes, it was. I got like the instant coffee. I don't have a coffee maker. Again, I don't do this. I'm not a coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. So I got instant coffee and I mixed it with water like it said. I don't even know how I could possibly do this wrong. It's literally just mixed with water and it's good to go. But then I just had coffee tasting water.
Maybe the fact that it was instant, because I don't enjoy, I actually attempted to drink instant coffee for a while because we kind of have to bring in our own coffee here at work.
Yeah.
And I was using instant so I could make it here at work and it would be easy.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just tasting awful. And
yeah.
So I make a huge pot at home and I just bring that in.
You just bring the pot.
Right.
The whole thing.
It's not instant.
Yeah.
At home, it's the good stuff.
So, oh, I thought you were saying like you bring the actual pot. I'm like, where is it? I don't see it, Bill.
So basically, well, no, it's in the Stanley mug.
Oh, you put it all in there?
There is a pot of coffee in here.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like I didn't realize it held that much.
Just 5 cups.
Okay.
So really it's like.
Wow, that's actually a lot of coffee, Bill.
No, it's actually, well.
That's a lot of coffee. I didn't realize that you were throwing them back that much during the day.
It's actually only 2 coffee mugs. Like see this coffee mug that I'm holding right here?
Yeah.
So it only fills up 2 of these.
Okay.
So it's not a lot.
When you say 5 cups, I'm thinking 5 of those.
No.
But you're saying like an actual cup.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I tried to get all the little frillies. I got like chocolate syrup. I got like vanilla like syrup additive too. And it just, no, didn't hit this morning.
I don't think you should give up. I think you should just chalk this up as, okay, I gave it a shot, but keep the experiment going.
Like, I'm going to have to. This instant coffee makes over 100 cups, and this was my first cup that I just made today.
You're going to need to refine a little bit.
I think so.
216-474-0104. Are you like Alyssa? Do you try to, well, let's just keep it to instant coffee. Do you try to make your own, or not instant coffee, but iced coffee?
Yeah,
do you try
to DIY make, coffee at home, save $5.
Right. Have you attempted to do this? maybe there's something that you're missing.
Right. Yeah. There could be a step, a crucial step that I'm not including.
But also I thought we could get into what have you tried to make on your own?
And it did not go well.
To save money. Because I texted Paula. I'm like, have we done this? And she sent me like a bunch of stuff.
I was going to say, Paula definitely has done this. Are you kidding me?
216-474-0104. You have tried to make it on your own, and it just didn't work. You got to buy the real stuff. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Trying to help out Alyssa. She tried something new this morning. It didn't work. I don't think she should give up. She tried to make herself her own iced coffee. Homemade iced coffee. Which is why, I guess, we have professional coffee shops out there with professional baristas making this stuff
for
us.
Yeah, shout out to the baristas out there. Y'all don't get enough credit, but this is not easy.
It's
just
not
add
easy.
Water my butt. No, that instant coffee did not taste very good by just adding water.
Emily is listening to us in Strongsville. Emily, do you have a suggestion for Alyssa?
Well, I'm not sure how well the instant coffee is going to work, but ultimately, if you make some coffee at night and then you stick it in the fridge, by the morning you've got nice cold coffee, and then you can add all of your syrup and your creamer, and I think it just might work better than doing it in the morning.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, since it's iced coffee, I could just make it the night before and throw it in the fridge.
Do you have like a coffee maker at home?
No.
You just get it like it doesn't have to be an expensive one. You don't have to buy like a $400 coffee maker. Just buy like $35, $40 coffee maker.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that big because it's just you drinking it.
It's just me drinking it.
Make it the night before, put it in the fridge.
That way I have it ready to go for the morning.
I think that's a great idea.
I might give the instant one more go and see if I can make it work. But if not, I think that's going to be my next step, my next plan.
What are some other things that people make at home on their own because they think they're saving money? Like I know I texted Paula and I said, send me some things. She sometimes will make bread.
Yeah.
And I think she started that during COVID times.
A lot of people did. I have friends that still make bread.
Her bread is actually pretty good. Now I know that people make sourdough bread now, like that's a thing.
Oh yeah.
I don't think she's ever made sourdough. I think
that's like a whole process. You need like a starter. You need to like grow your sourdough loaf in your little jar as your starter. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I think she just makes regular bread. And it's good when she makes it. She doesn't do it all the time, but when she does, it's good bread. She says that she has tried to make her own dishwasher soap.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
And she has also tried to make her own laundry soap.
Did it work?
Here's what she texted me. She said, I once made a good homemade soap bar, but it ended up being more expensive than buying the actual bar soap. She's like, I tried to save money on it, but it was...
Sometimes you do have to weigh it out like that. Like, is it actually going to cost you less to make it, or is it going to cost you more in the long run?
She also texted... Homemade dog treats. I have tried to make homemade dog treats before. Now, how does she know that's a failure? Like, if the dog doesn't eat it?
Like, well, yeah, probably if Myrtle doesn't touch it.
Right.
Like, that would be the judge. But yeah, Myrtle can't talk. So it's not like she's like, these are no good.
If Myrtle just turns her nose up or has one and starts vomiting, I guess, all over the carpet.
That would be a sign.
Could
maybe
be a sign that it's not a good homemade dog treat.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know how you give up on that one so fast.
I'm not sure.
I mean, dogs will eat basically anything, right?
I think so.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Ava is joining us right now. Ava, I didn't catch where you're calling us from.
Doylestown.
Thank you for listening. Have you tried to make something on your own and it didn't work out?
Yeah, I tried to make the strawberry refresher from Starbucks from home.
What is the strawberry refresher?
It's a strawberry acai refresher. It has like lemonade, acai powder, and like freeze-dried strawberries in it.
Oh, yeah, like the pink drink?
Yep, yep.
Yep. Okay, how'd it go?
Not so great.
Oh, no? It didn't go well?
Yeah, I think I might have bought the wrong acai powder, and it didn't taste like how Starbucks makes it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like one of those things that it's a good idea to not go to Starbucks. And I get the whole sentiment of like save a couple bucks every day. But
right. Yeah, because that's like a $4 drink, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but also if you're looking for a little spark of joy, maybe the $5 is worth it rather than drinking a cup of disappointment.
Yep, that's what I figured out now. I might as well just save my money.
Lesson learned.
Thank you. Thank you, Ava. Appreciate you listening to us.
Yeah, of course.
Acai is like one of those words that I can't always remember how to pronounce it when I see it.
Fun fact, in college, I worked at one of the first pulp smoothie, juice and smoothie bars.
Yeah.
So, like, I have been correcting people on how to correctly say acai for, like, well over a decade.
Yeah. I know how to say acai, but I sometimes just forget. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people love to say acai.
I thought it was acai.
Yeah, it's acai.
But when I looked at it, I'm like, okay, I know it's not acai, but I forget how to really say it.
It has a weird little emphasis over one of the letters that probably throws you off, too.
I just ordered that exact same drink a couple weeks ago because when Will has like baseball practices and it feels stupid to drive him to North Olmsted and then drive all the way home, and it's like, I'll just go to a Starbucks and I'll get some work done.
Right, just hang out.
And I ordered one of those strawberry, and then I think I said acai. That's what I did. I said, can I have strawberry acai? And he's like, it's acai.
Yeah, I was going to say, as somebody that has been on the other side of the counter working, I promise you that they have heard people butcher it so much worse than you did.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way this morning. Round number two, we have big time rush tickets for Blossom this summer. We are going to need a contestant in less than 10 minutes.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Pete in Suffield is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, you versus Alyssa. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Those are the rules. Here is question number one, Pete.
Okay.
Their slogan is just do it.
Nike.
Question two. The superhero that Hugh Jackman plays, a member of the X-Men.
Wolverine.
Question three. The name of the famous theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, owned by a country music legend.
That would be Dollywood.
Question four. What does CSI stand for in the TV series?
Crime Scene Investigation.
Final question. What current star on Stranger Things was once caught shoplifting nearly $5,000 worth of items at a Beverly Hills Saks Fifth Avenue?
Well, you caught me in my weakness here. I'm going to go with, let's see if I can come up with anybody from Stranger Things. Millie Bobby Brown.
All right, very good. I have all your questions recorded. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio so you can meet Pete?
Pete, you were off like a rocket there. You went 4 for 5 today.
Sounds good.
Just stumbled on the last one. Alyssa's got to do very, very well just to tie you today. She's got to get all 5.
What?
To outright beat you. Yeah.
I got to get all 5?
Yeah. Pete had answers to all these questions, no hesitation.
Are you serious, Pete?
He knew them all.
Okay.
So let's get going. Question number one, Alyssa. Their slogan is just do it.
Nike.
The superhero that Hugh Jackman plays, a member of the X-Men.
Oh my gosh, is it Wolverine? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Almost got me there.
Question three. The name of the famous theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, owned by a country music legend.
Dollywood.
Dollywood is correct.
I want to go so bad.
Question number four. What does CSI stand for in the TV series?
Central Security Intelligence? No.
Sorry, it's Crime Scene Investigation.
No.
CSI.
Okay,
okay. So now it just got interesting. Because Pete got 4. Alyssa, you have three, and we're down to the final question. You need to get this question right in order to win the game today.
Okay.
What current star on Stranger Things was once caught shoplifting nearly $5,000 worth of items at a Beverly Hills Saks Fifth Avenue?
That's interesting. I'm going to say Winona Ryder.
You have said it, and you are correct.
Oh! I was going to say, I don't think any of those kids are doing that.
This happened back in 2001.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I have not heard of it, but I couldn't see any of those little ones doing that, even though they're like 18 now.
A very strange moment and a blip in the career of Winona Ryder. Nobody understood why it happened.
Yeah, she really came back from that. But also, why steal? I feel like she probably had the money. Anyways.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
I didn't even realize she was on Stranger Things.
So, Alyssa, nice job today. You managed to get the tie with Pete. Mm-hmm. Pete, you did as well as you possibly could outside of getting them all perfect.
Yep.
Thank you for listening and for playing today. We do have a wonderful prize to hook you up with.
Sounds good.
Good game, Pete. Good game.
Thank you. My name is Pete, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I have entertainment tidbits to share.
Oh, okay. We love some tidbits. Let's get into it.
So the Oscars are this weekend, right? Sunday night?
Yes.
And there was an award show this past weekend, the SAG Awards.
Oh, which yeah.
I never understand. Like, why spread those things out a little bit?
We're in award season.
I know, but it's if I had to go to that many award ceremonies, it's like, do I return my tux or do I?
Well, it's a good thing we're not getting invited.
Do I own my own tux? And for the ladies, I mean, you can't wear the same dress to the SAG Awards that you are going to wear to the Oscars, right?
I think somebody should. Honestly, they're like not even a week apart. Like, come on.
Anyway, Timothée Chalamet is nominated to win Best Actor this Sunday night. He's not predicted to win. Like he's, I don't think anybody's giving him great odds to win Best Actor. But then this past weekend, he won the SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role Award. So it's kind of shaking everything up right now because, wait a minute, maybe Timothée Chalamet can win Best Actor at the Oscars. Here's Timothy last night, his acceptance speech.
I'm as inspired by Daniel Day-Lewis, Marlon Brando, and Viola Davis as I am by Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps, and I want to be up there. So I'm deeply grateful to that. This doesn't signify that, but it's a little more fuel. It's a little more ammo to keep going. Thank you so much.
I'm going to watch that movie, that Bob Dylan movie. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's streaming.
I want to check it out, too. I don't know if it's streaming yet, because it like just came out in December, I believe.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm looking right now. I don't think that Timothée Chalamet has any Oscars yet.
No.
No. So if he does win on Sunday, that would be his first.
Did you hear about this? Rihanna is getting ready to release new music.
Oh, get out of here. No.
It's been 8 years.
Yeah, no. She's been teasing us for so long. I'm not getting my hopes up for this. I'm not. I've been waiting for a new Rihanna album for like the past 3 New Years.
And you haven't had one in 8.
No.
Here's what she said in an interview. She said, I'm feeling really optimistic that I have finally cracked it. So what she said, and I'm paraphrasing here, she's like, this is not going to be anything that anybody expects. It's not going to be radio digestible, is what she says. She's like, it's going to be in a place where my artistry deserves to be right now. I have no idea what that means, but she said she didn't announce any release dates.
Yeah, you can't get my hopes up like this.
But then she said, after waiting 8 years, you might as well just wait some more.
Yeah, like, come on. She knows what she's doing. She's doing it on purpose.
There's no need to. She's a billionaire. She owns her own company. She doesn't need to make music anymore. She should only make it if she wants to. And it sounds like that's exactly what she's doing.
Well, yeah. No, and I think that that's super cool, though, to, like, still be doing it even when you don't need to. No real push for her to do that. Like, she's super involved with her, like, Fenty and Savage Fenty, like, the lingerie and the makeup. She's got so much other stuff going on.
Yeah, for her to say, radio, you're not going to like this, I mean, that's saying something. Last thing I have here, and this one is sad to me. What's going on with Justin Bieber?
I don't know, man.
There's a video floating around right now on TikTok. Is it on Instagram as well?
I did find a video of it on Instagram from like a fan page of Justin Bieber. I'm going to post it on our story at the Q Morning Show. But this video, it's from a Rode pop-up event. Rode is Hailey Bieber's makeup company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from over the weekend. And he's wearing sunglasses inside, which is fine. You can't see what his eyes look like, but otherwise his mannerisms look like he might have some substances potentially in a system. I don't know what kind.
Now, his reps are adamant that there is no drug use involved. In fact, they released a statement, did they not?
I think that they did. They did. The video, it's like, you can see it for yourself. I've gone to enough music festivals. I can tell when somebody is tripping. And it kind of looks like he is, but he looks like he's having a good time.
I know, but there's nothing.
But to flip it on its head, though, no, I agree.
They just had a baby.
I know, they just had a baby. But I'm hoping that maybe this was just like a one-off, a special night. Like it was maybe just like a night out for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was also at a charity hockey game last night playing in the game. And he looked good. He looked normal and he looked with it. So I'm hoping that this is not bad news for him. Maybe just some bad pictures and a bad video.
Yeah. And bad rumors.
Yeah.
And they don't mean anything. That's what I'm hoping too.